Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of This Town We Know as Whatever Town. Did you know? Here's a fun fact. Normally, we only give those out to paying Patreon subscribers, but today, it's a free gift. Every single time we record, before we start, we listen to the Whatever Town theme song, just to make it feel like we're in the studio. It's true, right, guys?
Yeah, then we feel like we're in the studio.
We do. I'm joined today by my co-hosts. I'm Ryan.
I'm John.
I'm Tim.
And we are Whatever Town. I didn't know where to go with that.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, that's actually a true fact. A true free fact.
Yeah.
That was a free fact.
Yeah. But to start off the episode today, we need to use some of our gratitude skills and our thankfulness skills. And John needs to disconnect his phone from all of our headphones so that we don't hear every ding every time he gets a text.
Big thanks to everybody who's texting me while we're recording.
Making him seem the popular.
Not sending me ideas, but just telling me about the hockey game I'm missing.
Going back to what I was talking before John interrupted us, we've been speaking about this site known as Patreon, or as Tim likes to call it.
Patreon.
But he only calls it that on mic.
Yep.
Which is a way for you to support us if this is something that you enjoy. And we want to keep finding new and exciting prizes or things to throw in there. And we talked about that a little bit more today. So keep your eyes peeled for some fun things that you can get. Is that a fine way of saying that?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll allow it.
Thanks. But anyways, today's episode is dedicated to a very special person. One who happens to be our first Patreon backer. Name of Pavel.
Thanks, Pavel.
Good old Pavel.
Do you guys know who he is?
John, I do, yeah.
I know of him. He's supporting us on Patreon.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. So we're very grateful to you for being that the first person to smash that like and subscribe button on Patreon. So thanks. But for real, we appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And this is something we love doing. So when we get feedback in a monetary form, it really shows us that people really care about what we're doing and enjoy it. So that's really cool.
That is true.
Yeah.
John, you said something about hockey. What's happening right now?
Okay.
Are the Jetties back?
Yes, the Jets are back.
Ooh.
The main story I wanted to highlight is not Gritty.
Not what?
Not the Philadelphia Flyers' brand new mascot. That's internet sensation Gritty.
He's nothing. He's just a mascot.
It's like
that's all he is.
Animal from
the Sesame Street. The street.
Yeah. But the hockey story I want to talk about this time. The hockey story I want to talk about this time is so the Nashville Predators did pretty well last year. They were the regular season champions, and they went pretty far until the Jets beat them in the playoffs. So it was their home opener the other night, and they had a banner raising. So teams that do well, they raise banners at the start of the season with their accomplishments. You know, if you win the Stanley Cup, you raise a Stanley Cup banner. Nashville was really proud of their season, so they raised three banners, and that was...
Three banners, and they didn't even win the cup?
Nope.
Oh, my word.
And they got kicked out in the second round of the playoffs.
What were the banners?
So the first banner was the President's Trophy. That means they got the most points in the regular season. They essentially won the regular season.
Right.
That's a good one. Teams put that up. That's a normal thing to do.
That's normal? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They also put up the regular season Western Conference Champions banner.
Which seems to be the same as the President's Trophy banner.
Yeah, if you're doing the math, if you win the league, that means you also won your conference. But that wasn't enough for them. They also did the Central Division Champions.
Oh my word.
So
they had three banners saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
In a year where they didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but they got three banners. No other team got three banners. The Cup winners only got one banner, so who's the real winner?
Wow. I guess whoever's selling the banners to Nashville.
The company that makes the banners.
Yeah.
That's the real winner.
So, to me, that's very silly to do. And, I mean, good on them, I guess.
There you go, Nashville. Nobody takes you seriously anymore. Congrats.
So, that's my sports news for this week.
Oh, we should have a sports news segment. I would love
that.
That
was it.
The Vikings won last... I'm kidding.
Okay. I've already forgotten to check my teams in all my fantasy sports leagues. So
I don't even know how fantasy sports work.
Think about sports. Pretend you could control them.
Pretend you could pick your favorite players from each team and put them onto one team and get points for how well they do.
That's
fantasy sports.
Have you ever been watching hockey and you're like, I wish there was a way that I could be more disappointed by what's going on? Fantasy sports. That's how you do it.
Oh no, it's a way to get stressed when I watch hockey in general. So right. I couldn't imagine having that much more pressure put on.
Well, that's what it's like.
It's like getting invested into not just your favorite team, but now every single game that's happening all the time. That's exactly what it does.
Wow.
So one story we didn't get a chance to talk about while we were on break that I very much enjoyed and was the talk of the internet for about 30 seconds until the next international news happened. Did you guys see the fake McDonald's poster story?
Yes, they got on Ellen, right?
They got on Ellen?
Pretty sure. It's two guys?
Oh, no way.
Is it two guys?
Yeah, it was, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm updating my sources. I haven't refreshed my browser since September 2nd.
The listener of
and
this
they were on Ellen
content
now.
Knows more about the story than I'm kidding.
So now everybody knows about this story. So I'll just make it quick. Basically, there are these two guys that went to McDonald's, I guess, somewhat frequently in their area.
Welcome to the life of a 16-year-old.
And it says he's a 21-year-old senior. So I guess he's 21 and also 16. Over the age of 60. That's the worst joke possible.
My word. You're not allowed to say that stuff.
I was going to say something, but it's like it says he's a senior. But then I also read that it said he was 21. So these two friends went to McDonald's and they noticed there was a blank wall. And they also noticed that so throughout this McDonald's, there's posters of people like eating McDonald's or like, you know, lifestyle shots.
Yeah.
Stuff you'd pull from whatever those sites are.
iStock photo or...
Mm-hmm. I should have known.
But like holding
a
burger or a shake or something.
Right.
And they also noticed they were all white people.
Oh, is that part of it?
Or at least there was no like people of... no Asian people.
Yeah.
And so they had this idea, which was they were going to fill up this wall space that was empty. And so what they did was they found a location that looked like a McDonald's shoot location. They bought some McDonald's food, and then they got their photographer friend to take some photos of them in kind of a lifestyle shoot. And so basically they made up their own poster. They there were some like graphic elements to the other posters, so they added those to their poster, so it like fit the theme.
Yeah. My word.
And then they went to a thrift store and bought some McDonald's, or one of them bought a McDonald's uniform.
Oh,
for real?
Yeah, like an old uniform, and then made a name tag that said they were from corporate or something. And that's probably overkill, because so what they did was they went with some friends, waited until no staff was in that area, and they hung up this big poster, I guess, or is like a framed poster.
Right.
Yeah.
Of themselves.
Yeah. And
wait, what was the purpose of getting the uniform? Did they hang it up in uniform so that they wouldn't get caught?
They had like two people were hanging it up and the other guy was in uniform kind of directing them.
Oh.
So that if somebody like came up to them, I guess they would say, no, I'm from corporate. But
that's
nobody
so
caught
funny.
Them. So it was kind of overkill.
That's still worth it, though.
Yeah.
That's still
it's super worth it. That's
so,
like half of the story.
Yeah.
The fact that they impersonated a working McDonald's employee.
But the good thing is nobody like confronted them. So there's no worry that they were like actually impersonating anyone. There's no like legal.
Right. Sure.
I don't think. I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyway, so they didn't say anything about it until 51 days later. They tweeted some photos of it, of them sitting in the McDonald's in front of the poster of them on the wall. And so it was still up then. I should have actually researched to see what had happened since. But
it must have been taken down since, though, right?
No. Well, I don't know.
Like since they
revealed? I would guess it's still up.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to be the McDonald's that takes it down now after it went viral?
After they did it because of the lack of diversity, and now they're like, this wasn't part of the plan. Let's take this down.
Like, how many McDonald's have fan-made art on them?
Right.
Right? So
they should hire those guys.
Yeah.
Because they replicated their...
Yeah.
whatever perfectly.
Yeah.
So that nobody noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's not the newest news, I guess. And they were on Ellen, so probably everybody's seen them now.
That's crazy.
But I liked it because it was a...
It's a great story.
Oh, it's
like a nice,
good.
Harmless prank.
Yeah.
Where nobody loses.
Oh, no. It's just a win-win.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Good on you. Seniors.
Yeah. So we got the pop culture news. We got the sports news. We're gonna cover all the bases. We're gonna get entertainment news.
Oh,
are you our news anchor now?
Yes. So you guys ever heard of Black Panther?
Yeah.
Trying to make it like relatable by trying to bring you guys into the story.
Thanks.
Anyway, Black Panther.
What a good news anchor you are.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Super. It was so fun. It was a great movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
I enjoyed it a lot. So Ryan Coogler has signed on to write and direct Black Panther sequel. That's all the news that's out right now.
That's all I've got news.
But that's good, I think.
Was that expected already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He killed the first one.
Right.
It was so good.
Seems like they would want him to do
it. Sorry. Killed in a good way.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
He nailed it.
Yeah. Also, he did really well in Creed. I really liked that movie as well. That was him too.
Creed?
Oh, I don't listen to them that often.
It's just called
Jeez,
Creed?
John. Like, that was a low-qual joke.
Hey.
Sorry,
I didn't even hear it.
He said, I don't listen to them that often.
Okay, but I've never heard of this movie.
It's a boxing movie. Rocky's in it.
Creed? Rocky's in it?
Yeah.
This is a Rocky movie?
Yeah.
In a sense.
It's in the Rocky-verse.
It is.
Okay.
It's in the same universe as Rocky.
Yeah.
And they're making a second one, but he didn't direct it. He just aided in the directing process of the second one.
Oh.
So it won't be as good.
Oh,
it's a good movie though. I enjoyed it. Did you watch it?
I have not watched it.
It's quite good, guys.
I'll watch it.
It's worth it.
I'm up
you sold me on it now.
Yeah. Okay. So I know you're dissing it, but stop. Just give it a chance.
Talking about business and my business. Everything about my business. Talking about business. Everything business. Talking about my business.
The biz.
So every day when I'm working, I build a bit of a model for my day, what it will be like. One on paper, one in my mind. That's real.
Like one in at the beginning of the day, you jot down what you're going to do that day?
Actually, generally, I do it the day before. And like, I actually use, like, I have a planner that I use by, who's it by?
Moleskine?
Nope. It's by a dude.
Donald
Miller.
Lots
of books. Nope. He's friends with this guy, though. Michael Hyatt. He has a planner that I use every single day. It's phenomenal. If you're looking for a really good planner to just decide how your day should go,
okay,
his is potentially the best. Basically what it does is it gives you, okay, I don't need to dig into this that much, but I will a tiny bit. There's a common theme in the world of productivity that most people try and accomplish too many tasks in a day.
Oh, sure.
The idea of trying to accomplish like three main goals in a day is become pretty like widely known and accepted as like a good way to go about planning your day, where you put three main things you want to get done and everything else is like if you get to it, it's not an important task. They call them other tasks.
What's an example of a main thing?
So like you kind of want to have three main chunks of time. Well, you want to siphon up your time into three main chunks.
Yeah.
Where you work on three goals throughout that day. So for example,
emails
today. Hopefully that's not one of your main chunks, but for some people it is. I was listening to a thing about Mark Cuban today. He gets 700 to 800 emails a day.
That's
what's the point of that? Like,
you know what I would do? Make a new email address.
See, I think that's different than the point for him. He's trying to accomplish a different goal,
I guess.
Okay, I don't need to talk about
so it's not just spam.
No, it's like he responds to, yeah, nice. He's just signed up for so many different
newsletters.
Why even be rich if that's the price you have to pay?
That's kind of his day job. He said, I'd rather respond to emails all day than be in a boring meeting.
Then sounds like a horror show. But then I guess spending all day in meetings sounds like a horror show.
Right.
That would not be ideal.
Yeah. Vanity Fair does this, how I spend my day. It's so fun.
Yeah.
They just talk through how they spend all their hours. It's very interesting. Anyways, I'm already three rabbit holes deep. This is how my brain works. So I apologize. This productivity, this planner is phenomenal. I plan out my day, but I also create usually a mental model for what I'm going to think about and what I'm going to spend my time doing so I don't get distracted. I usually do that in the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, Here, I'll dive a touch deeper again.
Okay.
All right. You can delete all of this.
This is into your shower time?
This is diving deep into my shower time.
Okay.
Do we have a theme song for your shower?
Kids, cover your ears. Just kidding. When I'm in the shower, I think, okay.
They couldn't hear that.
First
though.
Off, when I get out of the shower, I don't want to spend time thinking about what I'm going to wear. I want to have that planned. So when I get out of the shower, it's planned. Steve Jobs taught me that. Because he always had the same outfit and he would lay it out every day so he didn't have to spend time thinking about it.
Right.
Your mock turtleneck is looking great today.
Thanks. That's the one I wear every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think to myself, okay, there's a million things that are going to try and distract me today. I need to build a mental model for my day so I know what to focus on. Learned this from a book. This is not my own knowledge.
Okay.
So that I don't get distracted. So when someone comes in and starts talking to me about this thing that's not working, I'm like, okay, that might require my attention, but probably that's just a distraction. I appreciate that. I'll write that down. I'll think about that tomorrow. Today I'm thinking about this because otherwise you never get anything done.
Wow. That's
brilliant. Just get distracted constantly. It's a very interesting concept. So I try to do that every day. Helps me stay on task.
Mm-hmm.
Today I came in and I had my whole plan set out, and this is usually how things go.
Sounds like things are about to go well.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it all went perfectly to plan. And I made it through the day and accomplished a lot. So here I am.
All right. What else we got for content?
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Let's talk about would you rather.
So I get to work, and then the drip coffee machine starts making half pots instead of full pots. And I was like, that's wrong.
That's just a user error. There's a half pot button, isn't there?
There is. So okay. I said to Joanne, did you just push the half button? And she's like, no, it happened twice. And to make sure I didn't the second time, I was like, Brenton probably was adjusting things because he always adjusts things that makes them better. Makes them taste better, makes the ratios better. So I'm like, maybe he did that.
Yeah.
And then it made a quarter full pot, and then it stopped pouring water completely. So it's broken.
Yikes.
So, yep. Tried turning it off and on again. That's my go-to fix-it method.
Which usually works.
I step into a situation not knowing how to fix things, and I'm like, hey, staff.
I got this.
Move over to the side. Allow me. And I tell them to go away. I just turn it off and on again. Usually it fixes it. Today it didn't.
So this is a big part of your day.
Yeah.
Like so the coffee that it makes.
Generally, drip coffee is in like the top 1 to 2 things amount that we sell, both in like how much money we take in from it, but more than that, the quantity of them we sell.
Right.
We sell more drip coffees in a day than any other product for sure. So now we have to push everyone to Americanos, which is something you probably don't care about knowing, but if you do, it slows us down like crazy because making an Americano takes far longer than making a drip coffee.
Right.
So, and they're different. People who want coffee or drip coffee generally have the idea in their mind that that is like a regular coffee, quote, end quote.
Right.
Regular is what So
it is like the common coffee.
Right. It's the most common coffee.
Yeah.
You said the right words already. I didn't need to add on. So anyways, that's what happened to my day, which is the, then I just like, go upstairs for a little bit and try to work on other stuff and just sit there and I'm like, I can't work on anything else. This is
that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah, this needs to be fixed and I can't fix it. So yeah, kind of a weird day. Don't know why I'm sharing that, but I am.
It's just part of life, part of the biz.
That's what happened at my biz today.
So if you're listening to this, several days ago you couldn't get drip coffee.
And if you still can't when you're listening to this, I am bad at my job.
That's or hopefully you can now.
Yeah.
Or somebody else is bad and doesn't come and repair it.
True.
Or you don't get the part on time because...
True. Or we got a new one because calcium eats away at everything in our community's water system because we have way too much calcium in our water.
That's true.
That's why I have so many teeth.
Yeah.
That's why I don't drink milk.
That's a common thing about calcium is it gives you more teeth. It doesn't make them stronger.
I'm not sure why that was like...
That's why I have more bones.
Just the thing that came to my head.
So yeah, that, I guess, if we wrap back around to where I started, that's what happened at my job today. But we were talking about this a little bit before, and I think it would be interesting to talk about our first jobs.
Yeah.
So What are some fond memories or opposite of that? What do you guys remember about your first jobs? Tim, John?
John, go for it. Because I don't know what your first job was. I'm really curious.
Can I think for a minute?
About my first job?
Yeah. That's, okay. Exactly. Right. I want to think if I can quickly think about what your, as Tim said that, what your first job was.
Did you, do you know, did you know at one point, Ryan? I'm sure you did at one point.
I knew John during the time when he would have gotten his first job.
Was it so, during high school?
First, like legit, not like mowing the lawn.
I don't know.
Not like mowing the lawn.
For allowance.
Yeah. That doesn't count. Okay.
No.
Okay.
This was before high school, John?
It depends if that one counts.
Oh. That's illegal?
You can't work before you're 18. I'm kidding.
Okay. Like my first thing where I got paid by a company would have been like a paper route, but I don't know if that counts.
Oh, sick.
That's just like a weekly thing.
That's kind of that falls into the same category. Okay. Okay. What about after that?
It's far less than like a part-time job, but right?
It's far less than a
part-time. That's quite part-time.
Like it's super part-time.
Really only like an hour a week.
Hour a week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That doesn't count.
Okay. Fine. I guess my first job then would have been like a camp counselor.
Oh.
If that counts. That's like seasonal. But through high school, I only did seasonal. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I did that for a few years.
You got paid for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a job. 1 year I was, because you work a few weeks, I guess. Like I work like 6 weeks or something per summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 year I was a camp videographer. So that was 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That must have been your dream at the time.
At the time that was like, I'm doing media. I'm making
doing
money.
It. I'm doing
this
it.
This is crazy. Wow. Like that was.
This is it and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
Actually, a few weeks ago. We were doing a company event and I was like recording video as part of it. And it was at Winkler Bible Camp, which is where I was like doing my videographer job. So it was kind of weird thinking like,
ooh, you should take the footage you got from your first job there and then compare it with the footage you got now. And
I don't want to. I don't want to see my
first
video.
Footage. You
don't
want to see all that? Rope swings.
Actually, I kind of, I don't know.
It's probably better than you think it is.
Bring back too much memories of late nights crushing to try to get that done. But it is kind of weird that all these years later, I'm just in the same place doing a similar type of job.
It's kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I can't say that
because that's what you've been wanting. That's what you wanted to do at that point.
Yeah, it is cool. I guess that at that point I knew I wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
And then now I'm kind of doing it, even though video isn't really a major part of what I do anymore. But
what was the next job? Now I'm curious.
After that, it was in a spray booth.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
A woodworking shop.
Oh,
I remember a picture you took of that place when you biked there one morning and put on your Instagram feed. It was a cool picture.
Wow. Must have been if you remembered
I remember
it.
That still, isn't that funny? I remember that you used to bike to work all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did used to bike to work all the time and now I can't seem to wake up in time to do it. So that was.
Was that
was
your first
just for a summer.
Oh, that was still.
That would have been like a.
That was full
40 hour a week.
Right. Yeah.
But just
whereas
for one
camp
summer.
Was, I don't know, kind of weird.
Oh.
Camp was different because we lived there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would have been my first 40 hour a week job, just in a spray booth, spraying some PSAs.
Okay. Well, let's just follow this. I actually what's your career journey so far? Where'd you go next?
Okay. And then I got educated.
Okay.
Went to a college.
Nice.
And then, I was an in-house designer at a local store doing web design and graphic design.
Right.
That was fun because we could hang out all the time.
Yeah.
Because for those of you who don't know, it's connected to my place of work.
So yeah, I was a in-house designer. Like I did stuff for the store and they had a few brands that I was managing. So lots of promotional stuff. And then they also did some client work, which was kind of interesting, but kept it fresh.
Right.
And then from there, I went to my current job.
So you've only had four jobs? Four, real jobs? I mean, paper route is a real job, but I mean,
yeah.
That was during school and,
More than, 1 hour a week.
1 hour a week.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's crazy.
I tend to just stay there, I guess, for years at a time.
I'm the opposite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's impressive. I respect that in you.
Let's find out about
Tim,
it.
Start at the beginning.
Not that I don't stay at places because I don't like it. It's just other, things come up.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, it's come up to a point where I've been working towards the last 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But my first job was at McDonald's. was in grade...
I've heard of that.
Summer of grade 9.
Summer of grade...
So I worked there, and I think it's the... It's tied with the longest job I've held.
McDonald's.
2 years. So I worked at McDonald's I mean, that was part-time, so it's not the same as working a full-time job for 2 years. It's like working a part-time job. It's like working a full-time job for 1 year, the amount that I worked.
Right.
Okay, even less probably, because I always like gave away shifts because I didn't want to work and stuff. I got a job. I don't know why. I mean, I probably was forced to at the time. Like, I just, I had to get a job. But like, I work like one evening a week or two. So that was
McDonald's.
Gotta
get that Nintendo money.
That's true. I bought video games.
Whatever it was.
At that time, my first big purchase was an Xbox 360.
Ooh. Dang.
Yeah. That's a big purchase.
It felt pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, I played so much of that game. Three or two? What was that at the time? Probably two at the time?
That time it
the
was
first one?
Two.
Two.
I think two came out when I got it.
Wasn't that a great game?
It was good.
I sunk a remarkable amount of hours into those games. And I also sunk my controller into the wall at my parents' house because of that game. Super not proud of that.
Yeah.
Tried hitting the futon just a little bit above. Yeah, right into the wall.
Controller was probably fine, but the wall wasn't.
Yeah, that's how it goes, isn't it? Tough one to explain. Keep going.
That's true.
Modern Warfare.
Seems like you just did a pretty good job, though.
Thanks.
Maybe didn't want to position it like that at the time, though.
For sure. No, it's the edge has been taken off via time.
So McDonald's was, I think, at the time it was a good job. Like, I didn't hate it. Mm-hmm. After
were
that,
you drawn by the like promise of like free food or something? Did
no,
that seem exciting
we only got
at the time?
Free food if we worked on a Sunday.
Oh my no.
word!
Didn't
on a really, Sunday,
yeah, right. So
like ice cream. So I mean,
you're going to hell, but you get free food. So just kidding.
Because people didn't want to work Sunday, so if you did, it was kind of like a bonus. But otherwise, you got half off of food at any point.
Okay.
So whenever I went with friends, they'd be like, "Hey, pay for my food, I'll pay you back because it's half off," and they'll be like, "No, because I never break rules like that."
Sick.
I didn't
want to
take advantage of that.
That's so good, man. You're a better human being than so many. You're welcome.
I also didn't give people free food when I worked there.
Attaboy. You always see those people just handing out cheesy bees to their friends.
I can't be handing out cheesy bees like
that.
Stop
that.
Imagine if somebody just
handed out a cheesy
saw their friend in line at Whitecap and just handed them like a pumpkin spice latte. Like a big
I'd
one.
I'd go smash it down.
Yeah.
I'd go
spike it.
I would spike it.
Spike it into the concrete.
I wouldn't put alcohol in it. I would go hit it into the ground.
Hit it down. They would set it and you would spike it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even clean it up.
No. It's because it's their job.
Right.
My second job was at Superstore. I worked in the electronics of a Superstore.
I knew that. I'm pretty sure I knew you then.
Yeah.
Did Ryan Dick also work there?
Yeah, I worked with Ryan.
I remember that.
We did nothing there. There was nothing to do, and we always got in trouble for not doing anything because we couldn't. There was nothing to do.
That's the worst scenario.
But, so anytime a supervisor walked by, we'd just like be dusting nothing because everything was clean and everything was like stocked because the full-time people stock it during the day.
guys
and we were just part-time in the evening.
Come in and just sell one or two items.
Yeah, and we just watch How to Train Your Dragon
like
on
40
the TVs.
Billion times.
Great movie. I still like it. That's what you said. And then from there, I went to my first full-time job, which was... like a warehouse position at a shop.
That's maybe the vaguest statement I've heard, but yeah.
Warehouse
position at a shop.
Yeah, that's great. As vague as I'm willing to be.
That's perfect.
that was bad. Didn't like it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's fair. Then it's good to be vague.
Yeah.
I respect that.
From there, where did I even... What happened? Oh, I worked at Rogers.
I remember that, too.
And
I remember coming in there and seeing
you. That might be the worst. That might be the worst. I feel like
people
in my memory, the other ones were bad, but this was a thankless job.
Mm. And people are just pissed at you all the time.
All the time. Everybody was mad for a reason. No reason, because you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, because not in your control.
Like customers coming in were mad because nobody goes into a phone store expecting to have a good conversation.
Nope.
Because there's always an issue.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
it's always more expensive and you're always hiding a fee.
And exactly, yeah. And your friends are talking to you about you, talking to you about you. No, they weren't. They were talking to you about their service and how something happened the day before.
It's like,
why
policeman.
Did the service go? It was the worst. I was talking to like friends and family at gatherings. They're like,
oh, my word.
So
this happened to me.
Yeah.
What can you do about it?
It was so bad.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
That sucks.
Love people.
For sure.
I thought that
not
I would
after
like that,
that
job. It was surprising how many people I knew before I learned new things about, which was fun.
And it's like policemen. I don't want to jump in, but I just had because I think that all the time. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a police, because they'll come in a white cap, like regularly to make sure that we're obeying the law. I'm kidding. To get drinks,
that's why they
like
go anywhere.
People, yeah.
That's why you see them at McDonald's all the time.
Right. It's exactly right. But everyone's like, I saw this happening the other day, like constantly. Like
to
I saw
the police?
Yeah, I saw someone doing this, or I saw this happen.
What are they gonna do, bud?
I'm like, come on! And you can see people, you can see them just like being like, please, 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 please.
It's like they're giving them
please,
nothing.
Please, please, yeah. Please, please,
please, please, please, please, please, please. They're just telling them what they do. I always feel bad. It's a similar idea.
Yeah.
Like people just are like, you can fix this.
Yeah.
But it's like, be real. You just want to have someone to complain to.
What happened? I don't know what happened after that.
It's all a blur.
It's all a blur.
You got into design.
I got into design. Oh, from JB? There, I... No, actually, I worked at what was before Johnny... before White Cap, it was Johnny's Java.
I forgot.
And I worked there for a year and a bit, I think.
I forgot that. That was great.
That was great. And then I started getting into design work there.
It was that early?
Oh, really?
Yeah. At Johnny's? Not doing work there, mm-hmm. but like I just started getting into it. I got a bootleg copy of Illustrator, if that's the way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then,
how most do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm one of the only people that didn't.
Yeah, I remember you saying that you actually paid for it, which I was like,
well, I just got a used copy. Like
right.
Like a used disc.
Disc.
Back funny. When it came on that.
Right. And then I worked at the music store. Jimmy. The music.
The music. That was a nice back-to-back combo you had there.
Yeah, that JB, was when my job started getting good.
And
that
and
was the
Johnny's. That's cool.
That's when, that was...
Two places people wanted to work at.
That's true. And people wanted to come to...
For sure, to hang
out. For service. Mm-hmm. And to hang out.
And not to complain.
Right.
Gave you and your friends also liked those businesses.
Right.
Yeah, totally. I saw a lot of my friends. At the music store, I got to play a lot of guitar.
That's fun.
That was great. And then I started doing some design work at the music store for like the web. Site and like print stuff, so that was sweet. Got into that, and then I worked at a company that was in Winnipeg, and they made geo filters for Snapchat, and through Josiah that John works with, there was a connection there, and he recommended me. So then I got to make Snapchat geo filters full time my couch for a year. I got to spend a year with Douglas.
So good, you guys bonded like
in a way
wouldn't happen otherwise.
That's true.
Wow,
that's true. That was great. Now I work at like a marketing agency doing graphic and web design and dabbling a bit into motion graphics and stuff like that. So
that's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
You've worked a lot of jobs.
I have worked a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly proud of it, but I'm proud of the progression.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So my first job was, I guess, wouldn't have said this if you wouldn't have, but also a camp.
Oh, yeah.
Started there.
Oh, did you really?
Had a couple summers counseling. Weird, eh? I was pretty involved in the band at that point, too.
Mm.
So my co-counselor was always getting pissed at me because I was always leaving to do worship. And I'm like, this is not my fault, dude. They're telling me to come do this. I did that for one summer, actually, I think. And then like I helped out a little bit a different summer. We helped out with LDP one time, too. That was fun. Remember that with Cody?
Oh, yeah.
Got to watch movies in his house all the time.
Right.
What? And one of the coolest memories I have of that whole summer was... We were walking to the beach, and do you remember this?
Yeah.
Cody Wheeler peed while walking. He was wearing flip-flops in his trunks, and he peed like we were walking on the grass to the beach.
Oh, this wasn't even like he had just come out of the water?
No, he was before he went in the water.
Okay.
Flip-flops, trunks.
He asked somebody else to hold his sandals.
And he just started...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he took his sandals
off. Oh, he knew
about
it, though. Like it was.
No, it was like to prove that he could do it while walking. I tried so hard, I could not do it.
You couldn't pee while walking?
While walking, it's like...
I feel like that
wouldn't
be that
difficult.
I don't
want to get into detail about it. Yeah, but try it sometime.
Detail. Get into detail.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
about all the details you need.
Yeah, that's all you need. I don't want to get into detail about thinking about how to accomplish that, but it's trickier than it seems.
That's one of those things that I would never have thought about.
Yeah, me neither until I did it, and I was watching it happen, and I was thinking that you were the... I thought to myself, you're the coolest person I've ever known. No one will be cooler. No one will do something cooler.
Wow.
I want to spend my existence watching you do cool stuff. Yeah, that's the life of were we grade 10 probably? Maybe?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay, right. This was over grade the summer.
Nine. Over the summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went and worked at, I believe my next job was Meadows.
Like
Meadows Golf and Amusement.
Right.
And that sucked.
Really?
Lot. Yeah. There was fun moments.
The name. Amusement?
I know. I was less than amused. They expected me to be like a, have grown up a farmhand.
Really?
My boss. And I just didn't. I grew up on a farm, but I didn't.
Okay, so
like it was, you know. But that
they saw on
like
your
a,
resume that you grew up on a farm, and they're like, "Ooh, a farmhand."
No, but I had an interview with them, and it was like, it wasn't part of it. It was like he was curious if I was into paintball, and I was very much so because he wanted to set up a paintball field.
Ooh.
But he didn't want help like with rules and gameplay. He was only at the point of wanting to set up the field, and he wanted me to like. Nothing was ever communicated properly to me about what was expected.
Ooh, that seems wrong.
And so I was just always in situations where I was like expected to do things on my own that I couldn't do.
Right.
Till the soil.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. I was like digging out bathrooms. Like we had to dig out a bathroom. So I would spend a few days digging out a bathroom.
Did you bury your bathrooms? Or?
No, like you had to dig it out so that we could have fix the drainage issues underneath. Okay. So I was doing that. So I was digging way down in the ground, building fences, like lots of stuff that's really valuable to me now.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So I just felt like I was in trouble all the time.
So it's for sure not what you expected working at a place.
0% what I expected. There is some fun stuff of like getting to shut down people's go-karts because they are driving poorly. Stuff like that. Like okay. If you bump into each other, I could shut your go-kart down.
No way. Like with a remote.
Yeah, like from the stand where I'm watching. It was really fun. So part of it I think was that I would just sucked as a human being at that age in my life. I was a bad worker with like a bad work ethic and like probably lazy.
Yeah, that kind of comes along with being a kid.
It was my first
job. It's like you don't want to be at your job.
No, you know. So part of it, I'm like, oh, I could have been better. But part of it, I know, was like, this is not communicated to me well.
Right.
Anyways, that was Meadows. Moving on from there, I don't remember what happened next.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure I went to Johnny's after that.
Oh yeah, you worked.
Because I worked at Johnny's when they were in the mall for a bit.
Right.
And then I worked there for about a year,
mm-hmm.
part time during school. That was really fun. I learned a lot of stuff about. Like being a better worker, being a better adult, just like a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
It was fun to work with
like
Jeff a lot.
Yeah, you had some more intentional,
yeah, like
figures, I guess, right. At that
yeah.
point.
Yeah, all three of them, which was good. It was fun working with all of them, especially Jeff. We had a great time. We always talked about Call of Duty and things like that.
Oh yeah,
it was good. So yeah, went from Johnny's, and I, for the life of me, can't remember what happened next. I'm pretty sure I graduated.
You're not sure that you graduated?
You have
no, I'm
graduated,
not sure of the
right?
timeline of when that happened.
You wrote on your resume for this podcast that you have graduated.
I forgot that I lied about that. So I'm just going to guess I went to Focal Point after that. Because I'm
ooh,
pretty sure I did. That
Focal
was,
Point is a...
No, I lied.
Ooh.
I went to Honda and I was worked at a car dealership for a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Just about a year. I think it was just under.
Wow.
And I washed cars every day, and my feet were wet every single day, all day.
Detailing.
Mm. But I got to do a lot of parts running around, and that was really fun. Driving around different shops, delivering parts. That was fun. And I got to work on some vehicles a little bit. That was fun.
Nice.
Learned some valuable stuff. That was cool. Weird job. Good. It was overall a good experience for me.
Wow.
Then I took a little bit of time doing nothing because I thought I needed a break because I was dumb and I thought I needed like a rest break.
Yeah.
Because like I thought that's how the world worked. So I just took like a break and did nothing. Went to Colorado to visit Michael. That was fun.
Michael, who was on the podcast.
Yeah. Michael, who's a real person and is on the podcast and now lives in New Zealand. And then I went to Focal Point and I worked there for around a year as well. Apparently that's my theme.
Huh. We have a similar theme.
John only worked four jobs. We've all worked, you and me worked like eight.
Yeah.
That was a really weird job. It stretched me a lot. I had to grow a lot in my professionalism. I learned a lot. It was fun.
Yeah.
Then I went from that, took a tiny bit of time off, went to Hawaii with my family, and then I started 1027.
What is now grown into Whitecap.
And that was for a year, and now Whitecap for 3 years.
Wow. You've been doing that for 4 years?
Yep. I've been owning my own business for 4 years.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Write us in and tell us what your job journey was.
And add us on LinkedIn.
Join our social network. Wait, what is the thing? Join our professional network. Oh, something yeah. like that. Yeah, join us on LinkedIn.
All right, time for some listener mail, the part of the show where we actually don't receive any mail, but people talk at us digitally. Some digi-talk. No, get the digi-talk part.
That's basically like receiving mail.
Yeah.
It's like mail has turned kind of into instant message, into text.
Yeah.
So any kind of message you receive is mail.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. Twitter user at MarkMartins13 says, "Let's talk about Tom Hardy and Venom, guys. Hashtag banned. Hashtag why Wheel. Tom why?
Why Tom why?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that bad?
Have any of you guys seen Venom?
Can I speak into that for a moment? Because I have an idea of what this is about. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it sucked. Got like 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. I heard there was massive plot holes in the movie. And I heard that the writer or the director pieced out before it was done or something or weird stuff
before the movie
that.
Was done.
Something
couldn't even stay in the theater.
That there was, in the creation of the movie, something happened where it led me to believe before it came out that, ooh, this is not going to be nearly as good as what I was expecting. And I think it was something with the director or something. The why Tom why is because Tom Hardy is a phenomenal actor, and I think this movie tanked.
Hmm.
And I think that's why.
But did he do a good job in it?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it.
He must have.
Take a guess on if he did a good job in it.
He probably did a great job.
How would you rate him in this movie?
I would probably rate him as a solid 9 out of 10.
Wow.
I'm going to 8.
You'd say 8?
Okay. I'll say 7.
Of course. That way you have 7, 8, 9. So he probably killed it, but I think the movie just straight up sucked.
Hmm.
That's what I've heard. But Tim, you've heard good things.
I've only heard good things.
Isn't it funny that we're going to respond to this listener mail by telling everyone what we've heard about a movie that we haven't seen?
Yeah.
We'll see it. Somebody will see it.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody has.
Yeah.
So more to come, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, we'll get back to you on that. We appreciate you. Thank you for writing in. Thanks for being a longtime listener.
Oh, we should answer his question, though. Why, Tom, why?
Because Tom's got a Tom.
All right, Tim?
He needed a job over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to fill in his slot. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Between gigs. This is a side project.
All right. More on that if we ever watch that movie. So if you listened to last week's episode, you'll remember that Charles Barkley sent in a Would You Rather and then had a backup in case that one sucked. That one didn't suck, so we didn't cover his backup one, but we'll cover the backup one now.
Nice.
So,
that's good.
Would you rather have gum stuck in your hair or sap? Ooh. I think it means gum in your hair or sap in your hair, in your hair or gum in your sap.
Definitely gum in my sap. That sounds like it could just make the gum sweeter.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I would rather do that.
But I'm assuming it's in your hair. 100%.
Oh, it's a baseball amount.
A baseball amount?
Yeah.
Where do you get a baseball amount of gum, my dude?
Big League Chew.
Am I right?
Wrigley Corp.
Okay. That's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to shave your head if you got a baseball amount of gum in your hair. A baseball amount of sap in your hair, I think under hot water, might, and some
just
soap.
Just dissolve.
It might be able to get out of there.
Either wouldn't be fun in the moment, for sure.
No.
Can you for sure not get gum out of your hair? That's the thing that
probably
I've...
just takes
that's one of those
forever.
Things that I've heard for forever. It's like if you get gum in your hair, you got to cut it.
Yeah.
You got to cut your hair.
I think you can use Funtac, which can help, but... I'm pretty sure
it seems it would make it worse.
Been involved and peanut butter. Peanut
get somebody
butter
else
help.
That has gum that they're chewing and then get them to stick that onto your head until it's all gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
With more gum.
That's how it becomes a baseball size because it starts as one piece and people just keep adding to it.
How does the tree, is it sap?
Yeah.
How does that become a baseball size? You just sit under a tree?
You fell asleep under a tree that was just leaking.
It probably wouldn't be in the form of a baseball. But it would fill up a baseball sized container. If you had a novelty sap container to cheer for your hometown team, it would be that amount.
Well, I would for sure do the sap.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep. John?
Yeah. Sap would probably be the easiest to get rid of.
Right. Unless you were planning.
Although if you had to do tasks while that was in your hair.
Sap.
Wait, you would rather have
that? Would be
you,
like,
why would
that would
you
be dripping all over?
Why would you have to do tasks?
I don't know. I shouldn't be making this harder. Okay, sap. I'm going to stick with that.
Nice.
I mean, if we're throwing tasks into this, sap.
Oh, great. Now we got to go through all our other would you rathers and think of, do you have to do tasks?
That's the obligatory question when it comes to would you rathers. But
are there tasks?
Do you have to do a
this
task?
All of our previous ones are based in a world where you don't have to do anything. There are no tasks. You're just allowed to kind of wallow in it, and you don't have to do anything.
All right. Thanks, Charles, for both those suggestions. If anybody else has suggestions, or would you rather suggestions are now empty. So
fill it up. Am I right?
It's either up to you, the listeners, or up to Ryan to find one for next week.
So it's the time of the show where we recommend things that we like. Tim?
I like Heavyweight. I've recommended this before, I think. This is a podcast by Gimlet Media. This is hosted by Jonathan Goldstein. And it's great. Season 3, I think they're on season 3, just started. And new episodes every Thursday. And it's just the driest humor and the best humor.
What's it about, though?
It's about the host, Jonathan Goldstein. I guess he's just kind of solving problems for people that have happened in their past. So he like connects with the, like, say like somebody, something happened to them in high school and they never talked to that friend where this big altercation happened. And then he goes back and tries to find this friend and then gets them to talk to, you know, try to straighten out the situation. It doesn't sound good the way I'm explaining
it. He's basically a therapist.
He's like a therapist, but he's funny. And he's great.
Like a therapist, but like, funny. Exactly. I like that.
So check it out.
John?
I'm going to recommend... have I recommended Threedom already?
Probably.
I think I did maybe one time, but here's the catch.
Here's the deal.
Threedom used to be Stitcher Premium only, and now it's beyond the paywall, and it's free for everyone, so get in on it. It's Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus. If you're an Earwolf fan, those are all big names. And it's just them talking without doing characters or like some gimmick. It's just them like chatting pretty much. They play like one game per show. But it's if you have listened to their podcasts like in their own formats, it's very different because it's just them hanging out. And I liked it a lot. And it's free now.
Nice.
So check out Threedom. Also, I want to say Spontanean Nation is down to its like final 12 episodes or something.
Wait, it's have an end date?
Yeah, it's going to end at episode 200.
Wow.
I think we're on like 186 or something.
Wowee.
So if you want to listen to it while it's still running, you should get in on Spontanean Nation. It's an improv show that is maybe my favorite show out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Paul F. Tompkins, so obviously it's good.
I'm going to recommend a product that I purchased in the past that was recently known as Chromecast.
Ooh.
Which is real nice. Yeah. So I've purchased Apple TV for my parents before for their anniversary. Kind of like a gift that gave to me as well because I lived in their house when I bought it.
Yeah.
One of those.
And now you don't.
I know. Wow. Crazy world. But Chromecast is like $40 and you plug it into the HDMI port on your TV and any device you have that has Chrome on it, you can now cast that video, picture, whatever to your TV. And it works flawlessly. I'm always impressed with how well it works. Just would recommend to anyone.
Nice. It's
inexpensive, works extremely well. Well played.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've heard of podcasts, but Chromecast?
Oh, wow. This has been episode 2 of our second season. Thank you to the execs for greenlighting us for season 2. Look, we've made 2 episodes. We're doing you proud. Thanks for listening. I've been Ryan.
I've been John.
I'm Tim.
Head over to our website and fill out that survey that John built. There's a bunch of you who've done that already. We appreciate that. We want to hear more from you so that we can continue to give you content that you enjoy. We got our first backer on Patreon. We appreciate you and we'd love to see more of you. Anything else from you guys?
Nope.
No, that's it.
Hey, thanks for being a part of this. See ya.
See ya. Thanks.